te invoco a profundos inferni, daemon esto subjecto voluntad de me. Te invoco a profundos inferni, daemon esto subjecto voluntad de me.
What now? Janice!
What? Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about that McWhatever guy blowing up that building in Oklahoma City the other day. How could anyone be that evil? And you literally want to summon a demon using a spell from some old book? It just seems like a bad—
Janice, you need to take a chill pill. Jesus. What does it say we do next?
Okay, I guess we wait? It doesn't really say how long it's gonna be before the demon or whatever shows up.
You really are scared, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, this seemed kind of fun at first, but now I just have a really bad feeling. What if we go kill a bunch of people too, Agatha?
Jan, McVeigh was just a shitty dude. People suck. They don't need to be possessed to do horrible—
The sigil on my hand, it burns. It's like, really burns. Agatha? Agatha, do you hear that? Agatha? Agatha? What's wrong with your eyes? You're bleeding! Oh my god!
It's opening.
What? What are you doing? This isn't funny, Agatha. Put the knife down! Agatha! No, Agatha, stop! What are you—
It's opening.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
Come out wherever you are! Oh, it's too damn hot for this shit. Huh? And Agatha! Oh, might as well take a break with family, right? Hey, Aunt Agatha! Oh, what's this? I didn't know cemeteries had guest books. To capture the heart of the one you love, gather candles, roses, and citrus. Well, I guess this trip wasn't a total bust. I get Mama Cherry's dirt and an antique spellbook. You were a pedophile or murderer or anything. I wish you'd lived long enough for me to meet you, Aunt Agatha. I hate that I don't know anything about you at all. Thanks, Aunt Agatha, for the book and the dirt.
Becky, what did I tell you about slamming my goddamn door?
Sorry.
Lord, why is this little white girl the only person in this whole town willing to carry on this legacy?
I got the dirt you asked for from the graveyard.
And you got it off
Robert Moore's grave, yes ma'am.
You absolutely sure? Don't lie to me, girl. You know I'll know.
Yes, I'm sure.
All right then. Good. And you left 7 cents exactly. A nickel
and 2 pennies.
All right then, girl. Since you know so much, tell me what else we gotta do to work this route.
Hello?
Good Lord. This is the third time this week. I told you he got it out for me. See if you can get him out our hair so I can be done with him for good. Good afternoon, Sheriff. Couldn't stay away, huh?
Always work to be done. Don't suppose you're gonna let me in the back this time.
Don't suppose you got a warrant this time?
Not yet. But I don't see what the big deal is as long as you're following the law.
Ain't you tired of chasing your tail? We both know you're only on my ass all the time because my mama cursed your daddy for being a racist prick.
Oh, hey there, Sheriff Doherty.
Hello, Becky. How are you this fine afternoon?
Bob, we got work.
I'm fine, sir. Just finished potting this here plant.
Well, it's a beauty. Wish I had some nice lady to give something like that to. Cherry paying you proper, right? Paying taxes and all that?
Now look here.
Well, I'm just thankful to learn so much from her. I want to have my own floral shop one day. Can you believe she's teaching me all of this free of charge? Listen, Sheriff, can you do me a favor?
Anything for you, darling.
I was just on the road from Meltonville and saw at least 3 people going double the speed limit on that highway. Now, you know my mama died because of a speeder. And all I can think about is some other little girl crying herself to sleep because someone else couldn't follow the law. Maybe you could go patrol that stretch of highway. It sure would set my mind at ease.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I can do that.
Oh, please, don't hug me. That'll really get me crying. But I appreciate the gesture.
Well, we'll see you here in a bit, Becky.
Nobody around here knows how to close a goddamn door? Good girl. Did your mama really die on that road?
It was cancer. About 5 years ago.
You're a damn good actress.
Thank you.
Don't ruin it by talking. Let's start with the shop.
I already took care of it. Red brick dust at the doors and windows, and I buried the railroad spikes at the 4 corners of the property.
About time you took some initiative. Let's go on and head over to old nosy-ass Bob's house so I don't have to see his ugly mug no more. You got the work together for the banishing?
Yes, ma'am. Goofer dust, white mustard seed, and his nail clippings all in a jar. Ooh, I should have gotten hazard pay for that.
Hey, August. One more shot of Jim over here.
You can't even hold your glass steady.
What do you mean? You know I got these tremors even when I'm sober? Besides, I don't got anywhere else to be.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Kelly. Anything I can do?
You can get me another drink.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, August.
Where's Ethan?
Oh, he's over at Gilly's. We ordered some burgers to go. Got a long night of running lines for his school play tomorrow.
Can't believe he's already in sixth grade.
I know. Time sure flies. I remember when you came to the hospital to meet him. You were there before my dad.
I was, wasn't I? I forgot all about that. You want a couple ginger ales to go?
You know it. And how about a frizzled hen while I wait for Ethan? This old D&D crew is over there and he basically threw me out.
Sounds like our Ethan.
August! Where's that drink?
Excuse me, Rhonda. Some people don't have any manners.
Fuck you, August.
Language, Kelly. You know we keep it PG-13 in here.
Hey, take it easy on him, August. I heard he got fired last week. And you know he's been living on the street since Jesus was born. And besides, he's a good guy with a good heart. Even if he is a little strange.
Fine, fine. I can see why Jackson loved you so much. And Ethan. Oh, thank God for him. It's almost like we never lost him.
Yeah. He basically copy-pasted his daddy's whole personality and looks. You never guess he's mine. Sometimes I wonder if it should have been me.
No. And you know Jackson would agree with me, especially after he saw what his sister went through. There's something about Mama. Now enjoy your frizzled hen, m'lady. And here's another, Kelly. Last one.
Much obliged.
Ugh. Do we have to bury it under the porch? There's probably like rats and snakes under there just waiting.
You ain't gotta do shit. If you're just gonna complain, you can stay right here. If you wanna learn something, act like you got a spine and come up under here with me.
Okay.
This ought to do it. Let's dig here. He'll definitely have to walk over this part of the porch to get in his front door. You remember why he has to walk over it?
Yes, ma'am. For the route to work, he's got to come in contact with it as often as possible. The more he's close to it, the more powerful it'll be.
Good girl. You might be able to learn this craft after all. Gotta say, I didn't think you'd make a good apprentice. But when it comes down to it, you get the job done. After I nag you a bit. We don't need it too deep. Just enough to pour this in and cover it up.
Wait, hang on. So we're not gonna put the whole jar in there like we did with the protection one for Joanne?
Nah. We could. It would still work just fine. But I like pouring banishing work in the dirt and mixing it in. Harder to get rid of that way. Bob knows about these ways, and if he found the jar, he'd destroy it. And we'd be right back at square one. Okay, that's good. Hand it here. Damn arthritis. You do it. You think the Lord would see fit for me to be able to use my damn hands, given what's at stake in this town. Now dump it all in the hole. What in the hell?
Mama Cherry, it's okay. It's just an earthquake. I went through plenty of these when I was in California. We just need to get out from under the porch.
You stupid child. What did you do?
Come on. We gotta go. We need to get out from under this porch. Why are you still digging?
This ain't some quake. It ain't a fault line for hundreds of miles. Where? Where the hell did you get that dirt from? Which grave?
What do you mean? Let go
you
of me!
You lazy brat. Where'd you get the dirt? Ain't no way you got this off Moore's plot.
I don't know!
Tell me!
You're hurting me! My aunt!
Your aunt? Who's your aunt? This is what happens when you play with stuff you don't know nothing about. Who is your aunt?
Agatha! Agatha Williams! It doesn't matter! I still left the payment!
You got to be fucking kidding me. You are somehow even stupider than I thought. Doesn't matter my ass. You're coming with me to fix this. Now!
Everybody okay?
Ethan! 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 Oh my God, Ethan!
No, no, no. God, no. General Store Gillies. Gone. But my bar.
Ethan, where are you?
Oh, God.
Ethan!
Oh, no, no, not again.
Ethan!
Come on, let's get this cleared out. You, start there. Has anyone called 911? I'll call. Y'all keep at it! God damn it! Shit, pick up, please.
Gunaway emergency, how may I help?
Gemma, I don't know if y'all felt it, but there was an earthquake downtown that took out most of the buildings. A lot of people hurt, a lot more probably dead. We need you down here with everything and everyone you've got.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay? Is Mom?
I'm fine. But we can't find your mom or Ethan.
Wait, Ethan is down there?
Yeah. He was over at Gillies.
Okay. I'll see what we can do. What about Aunt Rhonda? She okay?
She's with me, but pretty torn up.
I'm gonna get some folks down there, and I'm on my way. Find them, Pops. We can't lose them. Not after Uncle Jackson.
I will, Jim.
I can't believe this shit! We need to get to my car. Now! Shit! Get behind this tractor before we get impaled by one of these branches.
Trees are probably still falling down because of the earthquake.
Girl, when have you ever seen an earthquake spawn a tornado?
What is it?
Becky, do you have any other hobbies besides asking stupid questions? Come on, we gotta fix your fuck up.
Wait, do you think this is my fault? Like the earthquake and tornado, the weather, it's just my fault?
You think this is my fault? Yes, it's your damn fault. I told you time and time again that graveyard dirt is very powerful, and if you ain't careful, it can unleash some pretty dark shit.
I'm...
Shit.
What the hell are you doing on my property, Jerry?
Why are you here? A real sheriff would be in town right now, checking on the citizens after a disaster. But you're lazy and prefer to leave it all to Andre, don't you? Guess it makes sense, though. You leaving everyone high and dry.
Sheriff! Please, let us explain.
Jesus Christ, Andre. It's good to see you. With your hands on deck here.
You okay, August? Your hands are bleeding.
Yeah, I'm as fine as I can be.
Oh, Lord Almighty, what a mess. Gemma just called. Ambulance and fire are on their way, but we can't get anyone to the county hospital. Hell, we can't even reach the county hospital. The fucking bridges are gone altogether. And I can't get a call through to anywhere outside of town. I'm so sorry. I know your daughter works here. We'll find her.
It's all right. I'm more worried about Ethan right now.
Ethan was in there?
Yeah.
Andre! Andre! Ethan's in there! Under there!
Okay, Rhonda. We'll find him. Do you know if he was in the front or the back?
I don't know. Oh my God, I... I shouldn't have ever left.
This isn't on you, Rhonda, okay? Gemma and some other folks will be here soon. We'll find him and take care of him. Excuse me for just a minute. I'm just gonna go grab a first aid kit. Come on, Cherry, pick up. Damn it, pick up. It's happening again, and Ethan is gonna need you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear why you're standing in my front yard. Do tell, Becky.
Becky, get the green tote bag out of my trunk.
Oh, no you don't, Becky. Stay right where you are.
Trust me, Bob. You want her to get that bag.
And what makes you think I'd want something like that?
What's in here? I've never seen this stuff
inside,
before.
There's a Ziploc bag. Get it out, because we're going to need it.
What are you...
Well, well. What do we have here? Jackpot! I knew you were selling drugs!
Come on now. Do you really think I'd be stupid enough to get a bag of drugs out of the trunk of my car in full view of law enforcement? What kind of fool do you take me for?
Well... criminals aren't the sharpest bulbs in the box.
Dear God in heaven. Don't put that in your mouth, Bob. Robert Doherty, that's not drugs. It's the ground up bones of animals. Come on, Becky.
I'm not done. Come back here. I said stop. I said stop. Y'all just think you can do any damn thing you please, don't you? Well, I'm the law around here, and it's about time I got some answers. Why in the hell would you have a bag of... bone powder? And for that matter, I don't even know it's animal bones. For all I know, you could have killed some folks and ground up their bones. Oh, God. I shouldn't have said that.
I can assure you that it is indeed animal bones. And seeing as how you got a gun pointed at me when I'm trying to save this godforsaken town, I guess I might as well tell you the whole truth.
I practice hoodoo, Sheriff. But I messed up, and Mama Cherry here is trying to help me fix it. Something terrible got let loose, and people are gonna die if we don't stop it, including me and you.
You? Hoodoo? Now, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck, you know. I know you're covering for Cherry. You ain't the type to practice black magic. Ain't no way you're in league with the devil. Knowing Cherry, she probably tricked you into it. You wouldn't even know because...
Sheriff, all due respect, but shut the fuck up and let us save lives. Please. I promise you, neither of us are going to do anything illegal or even immoral. All we want to do is stop the thing that's causing this tornado and the quakes. Look, as soon as we take care of this... why don't you and me go out for a drink to celebrate?
I'd love that, darling, but...
Damn, girl. Didn't know you had it in you. Knocked him out cold. Let's get out to these woods and stop this. Why don't you hand me that gun?
It's cool. I got it.
Oh, my God. Shoes! Ethan's shoes! Move! Move! God, I need some help over here. I found Ethan.
Put him down, put him down. He might have a neck injury.
Ethan! Ethan!
It hurts, Mama.
I'm here, baby.
I see Dad. Hi, Daddy.
What? I think he's hallucinating. Maybe he hit his head or oh my God, maybe it's internal bleeding.
Daddy, what are you doing here? Do I have to? Mom, Dad says I have to go.
No. Stay with me, baby. Stay with Mommy. We're gonna...
I'll miss you.
He doesn't have a pulse. I'll start CPR. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
This is the spot. Help me get these bags open.
What do you mean, this is the spot?
Watch for branches. You need the little sense you got left. Come on, child. Sprinkle it in a circle right here. This is where they died.
They? You mean my aunt? What happened?
The Lord
Nobody
is my
would tell
shepherd.
Me.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Lord, have mercy. They're back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I'm here, Pops. I got it.
Come on, little man. Stay with us. I'll be right back. I can help Ethan.
1, 2,
Gemma,
three,
I need you to get
four,
a pulse.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Defibrillator ready.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Clear.
Don't stop.
1.
Please
two,
don't
three,
stop.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14,
clear.
15.
Avi is in. Give an epi. Dana, grab me some O-Neg, will ya? We're on our own. Gotta work with what we got, partner.
Blood in. Try again.
Yep.
I don't know if you should be drinking right now,
clear.
August.
It's not for me.
Then who?
Ethan.
What? Ethan damn sure shouldn't be drinking alcohol, especially in his state.
Andre,
clear.
You know me. Can you please trust me?
All right.
Rhonda, I've got a drink that'll help Ethan.
I don't
clear.
Care what it takes. Please save my baby boy.
I can't promise anything, but I do know it won't make it worse. Jim,
clear.
I know this sounds crazy, but I have something that I think might help Ethan. Y'all can carry on with your work. I won't be in your way at all.
Do what you gotta do, Pops.
Clear.
Another run of epi in.
Come on, Ethan.
Shock again.
Clear. We got a pulse. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Rhythm's still bad.
That's right.
Let's shock him again.
Clear.
Let's get him loaded up and over to Dr. Torres.
Thank God.
It's the best we've got without the hospital.
Thank you, God.
Aunt Rhonda, you can ride in the back if you want.
Rhonda, keep giving him this. Trust me, do not stop until it's all gone. I'll bring some more as soon as I can.
Please be okay.
You gonna tell me why you thought giving an 11-year-old a cocktail would help?
Maybe later. Right now, I need to find my daughter.
What the fuck just happened?
It's too late. We need to go. Now. Run.
The ground. There's a giant hole. It's opening.
It's opening.
What did you say? Watch out. The goddamn earth is opening. Sweet Jesus! Becky? Becky! Oh, Jesus. This girl done fell down and knocked herself out, just like in a damn horror movie. Now I gotta pick her ass up and carry her out of here like I ain't got nothing better to do than tote her around. How the hell did she even fall anyway? Ain't nothing... Oh, shit. Oh, hell no. Fuck this and fuck you. I ain't dying out here with some girl who ain't got no damn sense calling up a goddamn demon.
It's opening.
Lord have mercy. Your eyes.
Mercy.
Lord of my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Fear no evil. Foolish.
Get to Dr. Torres's office now. Ethan's hurt bad. He's not gonna make it without your help.
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to the very end to hear a preview of the next episode and a little behind-the-scenes treat. This episode stars
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry,
Amanda Hufford as Becky Harrison,
Christian Young as August Caldwell,
Cameron Nicat as Sheriff Bob Doherty,
Kim Gasile as Rhonda Caldwell,
Marion Toro as Gemma Caldwell,
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce,
Jen Zink as Janice,
Tanya Ransom as Agatha Williams,
Cass Minter as Kelly,
Ivy Lee as Dana Griggs,
Raiden T as Ethan Caldwell.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. This week's episode is co-executive produced by Mike Flanagan. Our associate producer is Crystal H. This episode was sponsored in part by Allison Bagley. A special thanks to all of our Indiegogo supporters who've made this first season possible. We're already raising money for season 2, and we need your help to ensure everyone involved is paid a living wage. You can join our descendants on Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted to enjoy early access, ad-free episodes, and access to the show's Discord server. If you aren't quite ready to support us with a monthly subscription via Patreon, you can buy ad-free early access episodes via the Apollo app. Just download the Apollo Podcasts app and make your purchase of an individual episode or a full season. You can also support us by sporting Afflicted branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowodokan peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowodokan nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now for a preview of our next episode.
How is there even that strong of an earthquake here?
It's smarter this time.
How do I know you aren't working for the devil?
'Cause the voices told me. Told you they don't have to be real to be right.
If hoodoo was so goddamn effective, why is half the fucking town dead?
You better hope you didn't just kill my son, because if you did, I swear on everything holy that I will kill you. Slowly.
Aw, this is where you die.
And now, a treat for listening until the very end. Mama Cherry is named after my late aunt, but the character itself is a mixture of my great aunt Ethel and my aunt Cherry. Aunt Cherry was full of sass and took no shit. Aunt Ethel also took no shit, but she always managed to stay calm. She was among the first black women to graduate nursing school at Stanford. After serving as a nurse for 20 years, she opened up her own floral shop, which she ran until her health began to decline in her later years. Join us in 2 weeks for the next episode.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.